Thank you so much. It's a real pleasure to be back in Singapore, back in the region. It's been a while.
In recent weeks, we've seen announcements of mass layoffs across tech companies. Are we at a tipping point in terms of the tech talent that the industry can absorb? And do you foresee more job cuts?
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple of things, right? One is that none of us in the tech industry are also immune from our own business cycles and demand cycles. So sort of setting that aside, here's the interesting data point. LinkedIn has the following observation or data point that, you know, there are more tech jobs outside of the tech industry for software engineers. So to some degree, you could say the labor market is going to be resilient, where people are going to be more evenly distributed, right? There's not an auto company that doesn't need software engineers. There's not a healthcare company that doesn't need software engineers. And so therefore, I think that the economy itself has the ability to absorb more software engineers. In fact, I'd say it's healthy because we need, if we're going to be a digital society, it's not just about the tech industry and its fortunes. It's about tech in every industry. And that said, we also have to basically manage our growth and expenses in line. And so therefore, I think good old-fashioned management by all of us is, I think, an imperative as well.
So what does that mean for Microsoft? I mean, is the global tech talent crunch easing up? And does Microsoft stand to gain from some of the talent that's become available?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, at the end of the day, we are a very attractive employer for a lot of people who want to come build products that are get used by billions of people to change the world. And in fact, particularly, I want people to join Microsoft, not to be cool, but to make others cool. That's kind of my calling card for hiring anybody. And so as long as people have that sense of purpose and mission, I want to be able to attract them to Microsoft to do their very best work, and so that they can have impact in the world, starting in one community and one country at a time.
One of the big shakeups that we've seen in tech recently was Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter. Can I ask, are you watching what's happening in the company? Do you have any comments maybe on how that transition is going?
I don't have much to add. You know, Twitter is an important product that is used by millions of people, and I wish Elon and team the best in managing that.
So we've heard Microsoft says that it wants to do more with less, help companies do more with less, and one area especially is in innovation. What's different about this strategy, given that, you know, utilization of tech and innovation are embedded in the DNA of most organizations nowadays?
No, I think you said it right, which is, at some level, this next era has to be about taking digital technology, which is the most malleable resource that we have, and using it to drive the next level of economic growth and productivity, and while still being aligned with certain goals like our planet and energy transition and what have you. So it's got to bring out efficiencies in everything we do, whether it's a retailer or whether it's an energy company, whether it's an industrial company. I think digital technology is an input to drive a more efficient output is going to be critical. So in that context at Microsoft, we are very, very focused on taking technology, right? Like, take even supply chains. One of the things that we just announced this week was a new supply chain platform that allows every business to be able to manage the supply and demand as a decision support system, as an insights system, as an automation and a workflow system. I think these are the types of things that need to be deployed everywhere in order to do more with less.
COVID obviously produced massive shifts in the way that people work and play online, and Microsoft is a big part of that. What are some of the assumptions that Microsoft has going forward about the way that things will develop?
Yeah, it's a great point because, you know, the work as we know it has been upended. It's structurally changed. You know, when we think about, you know, even how do we measure productivity? How do we think about productivity? Managers think they have questions around productivity. Workers feel burnt out. So we need to have more data, less dogma is how I say it, going forward in order to drive what is going to be the new way of working. So for us, what we're doing is we're trying to make sure every business has that digital fabric, right? When you take something like Teams, Teams allows you, you know, even in a hybrid context, right, to meet people, to chat with people, call people, do collaboration, you know, in person or outside. Even business process applications come together. And we're building even new tools like Viva Connections, right? Because one of the big issues in hybrid work is how do you keep that connection back to the culture and the company's mission between frontline and headquarters? Or goals. Viva Goals is taking OKRs and making sure that everybody is aligned so that we don't have this productivity paranoia. We can use data to drive decisions around who needs to come into work or how is work really getting done or not getting done. So our goal is to build the digital fabric that helps us build new managerial capability even to deal with what is going to be a more complicated, but I think a more fruitful way for people to work.
Tech companies, including Microsoft, obviously also benefited greatly from the digitalization that we saw, you know, shifts online. But as we're out of the worst of the pandemic now, is Microsoft reconciled to, you know, a newer reality of maybe slower growth? And what is it doing to turbocharge that growth?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, like cycles happen everywhere. And even in our case, obviously, there was a lot of, surge, right? Teams went from not sort of basically existent to really an at-scale platform during the last couple of years. And now, in fact, for example, Teams Pro exists. So we have now next generation of functionality, or we are building Viva as the next generation suite of productivity. So there's a lot of new innovation from us that will obviously be used to drive our own growth. But the most interesting thing for me, though, is if you think about tech spending as a percentage of GDP, right, is going to grow, right? I can't imagine a next generation retailer who is not going to be great at omnichannel, or a next generation financial company that's not going to think about fintech as core to their business, or a manufacturer who doesn't think about industrial metaverse and digital twins as core part of how they drive efficiency. So if you buy that, then tech spend as a percentage of GDP goes up. But the question in the immediate term, though, is to be there for our customers, to help them do more with less. Because right now, every customer is facing the same macroeconomic headwind. And so the question is, how can we help them really ensure that they're able to get most out of the digital input so that they can drive their output in the most efficient way?